Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Speaking for the Planet, a series of powerful ideas and opinions from the young minds in Otatahi. This year's theme is Our Ocean, Our Future, Our Responsibility. Brought to you by Sustainable Otatahi Christchurch and the New Zealand Association for Environmental Education, with support from Environmental Canterbury.
You are now listening to Year 8 Prepare Speeches, Part 2.
First up, Leitena Mataiti, Shirley Intermediate.
Our marine life is going extinct. It's wrong to see other human beings polluting and causing our marine ecosystem disruption. Think. Overfishing, polluted seas, and noise pollution. These are all caused by humans. By us. People who don't care about marine life would say, this isn't important to me, or I don't care. Well, at this point, you should. Did you know that over 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by the ocean? The ocean plays a big part in our lives, as much as the fish and creatures living in it. One of the main ways our ecosystems are being depleted is by overfishing. Overfishing can cause huge amounts of fish stocks and disruption of ecosystems. You might be thinking, how does this disrupt the ocean and everything in it? Good question. This can disrupt the ocean, causing significant imbalances in marine ecosystems, reducing biodiversity, and a whole lot more things. The ocean provides oxygen and controls the climate. It also supports various ecosystems. We've all been on the water before, and we enjoy its appearance a lot. But we can't do that any longer if we don't stop the wrong things that we are doing. I feel that we should make a change. And instead of hunting for fish, we could help the environment that these sea creatures are living in. Ways we could help the ocean is lessen plastic consumption, preserving water and energy, and joining organizations related to saving the ocean. Doing this can make a change now and in the future. I love the ocean just as much as everybody else does. So writing this speech is important to me. I didn't write it for the sake of it. I wrote it because these sea creatures are in serious danger and need our help immediately. Some sea life organizations that are helping marine life are Sea Shepherd New Zealand, Maritime and Zip, and a whole lot more. I feel sad about this because I love the ocean. I just get scared sometimes. But still, think about all the wrong things that we are doing and what it could cause. You don't even have to do much. All you have to do is go to the beach, take a plastic bag with you, and pick up rubbish. That's all. That will make a change. If everyone engages in this act, we'll make the world a better place for us and marine life. Thank you.
Up next, Manav Patel, Redcliffe School.
Kia ora koutou. I feel sorry for the people who respect the ocean, the people who thrive off the ocean. They're the ones who are feeling the impact of climate change. They're having to move inland, away from their villages. Places like Tuvalu, Kiribati, Fiji and Samoa in the Pacific Ocean are losing some of their food sources. Barack Obama said in one of his speeches, "We are the first generation to feel the effect of climate change and the last generation who can do something about it." This quote shows we still have a chance to save our ocean. Or maybe not, because he said that back in 2015, 10 whole years ago, and we know how much damage we have caused since then. I feel sorry for the fish that swim in the ocean, and we are polluting it like there's no tomorrow. Fish are accidentally eating plastic, and the water they swim in is way too warm. This is because the ocean is gathering greenhouse gases and trapping it at the bottom of the ocean. These greenhouse gases are created by cars and the burning of fossil fuels by factories. These factories are probably making cheap toys that you probably only play with for a few days and then throw it out, which ends up in, yep, you guessed it, the ocean. More than 30,000 dolphins and more than 1,000 sea turtles die from eating plastic each year. Fish like lanternfish and other open ocean fish have started living in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. I'm sure you've all heard of this garbage patch. It's about 1.6 million square kilometres of pure floating rubbish in the Pacific Ocean. And if you're not good with numbers, that's twice the size of Texas or three times the size of France. And if you're not good with geography, well, good luck. I feel sorry for the ocean, having to put up with all the rubbish that we throw into it, overheating, feeling like an oven set too high. The hottest ocean is the Indian Ocean, with water temperatures around 22 to 28 degrees Celsius. And if we stay how we're tracking, the ocean will overheat, not allowing any marine life to survive. Almost everything we do or use affects the ocean. You drive here in a car, it created greenhouse gases. You eat a snack wrapped in plastic that's bound to get thrown out and end up in the ocean. You use the internet to do your job, watch Netflix, or play online games. That's been provided by data centres that are probably burning fossil fuels to power them. Even though it might be too late to undo all the damage we have caused, we should still try our best to save the ocean. Try to walk, cycle, scoot or skate, catch the bus rather than driving your car. Encourage your family and friends to do the same. Try to buy more whole foods so there's no plastic packaging. Double think before you buy anything. Do you really need it? If not, leave it. It'll create less rubbish and save you money. And use the three R's. Reuse, recycle and reduce. And maybe if we all do our part, we might be able to let the ocean thrive again and everyone else who depends on it.
Up next, Wainona Grace Randowinata, Villa Maria College.
I will present my speech with sign language in certain parts. Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Thank you for the chance to stand here in front of you today. My name is Grace and I live here in Ototahi with my mum. I've always been brought up to understand to have what I need instead of what I want. I have toys that most times encourage my learning. My mum used to work for fashion industry. She had a vast role in merchandising. She also came to realise how fast fashion had become new trends lately compared to what fashion used to be back then. This new era causes harm to the environment in many different ways. One of the significant facts is that chemicals that are being used like dyes and other fabric treatments leak into rivers, lakes and oceans. They poison our ecosystem, kill plants, fish and corals. These flow out the pipes and pollute our waterways and they'll become a radical damaging element to our oceans, waterways and sea life when they are not treated properly. In my speech today, I'm hoping to discuss the relevance of ocean life and our relevant contributions towards this aspect. The ocean holds bountiful resources and plays a big part in human existence. The study of ocean acidification surely will help to recognise the description of significant changes in chemistry compositions. It occurs when carbon dioxide is absorbed by the ocean and reacts with seawaters to produce acid. The higher quantities of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere have caused higher levels of acidification that interfere with inhabited coral growth and disorders of some sea life. My mum has been working for OG Fibre Solutions for a while now, and sometimes she comes home with little stories. She told me that wastewater travels to trade waste before reaching the council's pond. This wastewater was treated with ferric chloride to lower the pH level, then added with caustic soda to increase the pH level. Finally, top it up with polymer to reach balanced pH 7. The purified clear water will go to the council's pond, and the sediment will then travel further and end up in a landfill. Water is crucial and a basic necessity for human lifespans. The majority part of the earth is covered with water. We rely on water for our daily routines. Our food chains rely on this. Every living thing relies on water just as much as they do on sun rays. My mum believes in efficient and effective carbon footprints, and she builds a circular economy wherever it is possible. This means she travels shops using maximum value of items, buying things when they are needed and compulsory. She sometimes quotes to me, "Buy less, choose well, make it last." the statement she adapts from Vivienne Westwood. From my end, I've been taking part through a little project between my mum and I by what's called a slow down fashion day. I will hand me down clothes sometimes, and my mum will photo sample clothes. Perhaps it's for the betterment and our future generations if we do truly consider what do we need and what's essential. Perhaps we should march fastly towards sustainable development steps that satisfies the needs of the present, not adversely compromising the ability of future generations to satisfy their needs. Let's start small though, our own household, and hold this steadfast. The time for looking after the place we live is now.
Up next, Brian Edwards, OLV.
Are you aware that the ocean is our best ally against climate change? And yet we're killing it. Hi, I'm Ryan. If you have ever been snorkeling at a reef, you will know how beautiful they are. They're also a major contributor to our ocean's marine biodiversity. So I will discuss with you how we can protect them from us in the form of my three main points, which are our ocean, our future, and our responsibility. So let's dive right in. Did you know that 99% of coral reefs will vanish if the water temperature rises by 2 degrees Celsius? That's like one of those big, and I mean big, chapter books being reduced to a mere 5 pages, or trying to fit all of Christchurch into a porta potty. Well, that's how the animals feel. The temperature increase also affects the sea level rising. The sea level is rising at a speed of 4.5 millimetres a year. That may not seem like much, but in 100 years, the sea level will rise by 4.5 metres. Well, bye-bye Auckland and Wellington, since most of you will be underwater. But that's not the only consequence. There's a lot more. Okay, I have to admit, Auckland and Wellington going under is pretty bad. But couldn't we just keep moving inland? And all that water means more fish, so we can survive better. Well, actually, no it doesn't. Because remember that 2 degrees Celsius I talked about briefly? Well, 99% of coral reefs vanishing means a lot of small fish will go extinct, meaning the bigger fish we eat will start to disappear. And before you know it, little old New Zealand is starving or being evacuated. This is all terrible. How can we stop this from happening? Well, if you'd wait, I might have just the answer you're looking for in my third and final main point, our responsibility. Sea Shepherd. Sea Shepherd is a New Zealand organisation that helps protect marine reserves from illegal activities all around the globe. Sea Shepherd was founded in 1977 by Captain Paul Weston. Another company is NAWO. NAWO stands for Nature-Based Urban Design for Adaption for Wellbeing and Adaption in Oceania. NAWO helps the oceans by coral redising, or coral gardening. It's a conservation technique aimed at restoring and regenerating damaged or degraded coral reefs by collecting coral eggs and sperm from healthy sections of the reef, supporting their development into larvae, and then reintroducing them to degraded parts of the reef, where they settle and mature into new coral. Wow, that was a lot. So, all I really need to do to keep the ocean safe is volunteer to help these organisations or donate money to them? Well, we can also help our oceans by trying to reduce our carbon footprint and not overfishing, as well as volunteering to clean up our beaches and rivers. Ultimately, our ocean, our future, and our responsibility is up to us. So hopefully, you'll have a good long think about what you want these to look like. So next time you go out to the beach, pick up at least one piece of litter. Because remember, even the smallest action can make a big difference. So, what will you be? An upstander or a bystander? Thank you.
Up next, Shayla Martin, Prebbleton.
The sea, a meaningful place with a habitat far beyond our knowledge, with homes as small as seashells and as large as the underside of the seafloor. However, the metals company who have mined in the Clarion-Clipperton zone, located in the Pacific Ocean, are wrecking and destroying these beautiful peach-like coral creations that these astonishing unknown creatures have built their lives around. We stand at a crossroad, as the urgent need for green energy is undeniable. As we transition away from fossil fuels, we need to be careful not to create new environmental disasters. Deep sea mining could very well be one of those potential disasters. Deep sea mining involves extracting minerals from the seafloor using industrial drilling equipment. While it may seem like a solution to our resource needs, the consequences for the marine environment could be catastrophic. But today, I'd like to bring to your attention noise pollution, which is caused from deep sea mining. When we think about pollution, we usually picture plastic bags floating around the sea, or the gas fumes that your car is letting off. But now imagine if your home was consistently being bombarded with loud construction noise all day and all night. How would you feel? This would more than likely stress you out to the point where you can't even hear yourself think anymore. Because that is sort of what is happening to our sea creatures under the ocean. Undersea mining is being used to dig for minerals on the seafloor. This noise pollution is hazardous and even deadly to certain marine animals, specifically whales and dolphins, who use sound to communicate, find food, and navigate. In my opinion, we as humans do not know enough about deep sea mining and the effect it will have on our ocean to promise that no harm is going to happen. Therefore, I believe that we need to continue mining on land until we have the research of how to mine the seafloor without wrecking the underwater habitat. I am only one person, but by spreading this knowledge, I hope it becomes contagious, so others too can spread the word to look after one of the Earth's biggest commodities, water. A quote from the Japanese writer Ryan Satoru said, "Individually, we are one drop, but together, we are an ocean. Let's work together to keep our ocean clean. Thank you."
Lastly, Coco Carswell, Subner School.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko koko toko ingoa, he ākunga aho, ki te kura o mā tuku takotako. Hi, I'm Coco from Sumner School. When I was living in Kaikoura a few years ago, I noticed that all the fish and chip shops sold lobsters. I remember seeing a tank in the corner of a shop filled with around 10 lobsters, all struggling for space to even move. Little did they know their horrible fate, being boiled alive. This broke my heart, and from that day on, I haven't eaten kai moana. Red rock lobsters, more commonly known as crayfish, are a popular delicacy in New Zealand, as I'm sure you know, but are brutally killed along with many other kai moana, including pawa, oysters, kina, and mussels, and that's just naming a few. Moderation in eating kai moana can really make an impact, since around 500 million crustaceans are killed each year just in New Zealand. Think about that for a second. So many innocent creatures are getting killed just for our pleasure of taste. But if we eat less, those numbers can go down noticeably. There are billions of fish in the ocean, but there are billions of fish getting killed each year. This could seriously disrupt the food chain unless we make a change soon, in turn causing even bigger problems for the whole ocean's ecosystem. I know that it is traditional for Māori and many other cultures to eat kai moana, and that is why I think it is okay to eat it, again in moderation if at all. The real problems are waste, overfishing and cruelty. Nowadays, there are many other sources of protein to eat, like chicken or red meat. But even then, I believe in restraint, so why not try a vegan or vegetarian option? Once, when I was young, I was at the beach having a great time, and then I noticed these two teenagers just picking mussels and just hurling them at rocks. not even intending to eat them. This is absolutely disgusting. To kill these creatures and just waste them, in my opinion, is an inhumane crime. I hope that one day soon we can all be kaitiaki to our beautiful ocean by protecting and respecting all of the sea creatures, especially kaimoana. Remember, it's proven that animals experience pain and have feelings too. Do your part by eating seafood in moderation, again, if at all, thinking of less excruciating ways to kill these creatures if you are going to, and bringing awareness to this problem. If all of you do this, up to 100 people would have made a positive difference against animal cruelty. Together, we can make an impact, a wave. So let's do it. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Speaking for the Planet. This episode is a part of a thought-provoking series supported by Plains Media. Head to plains.org.nz and search for Speaking for the Planet to listen to the rest.